Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, so I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but I gave it a try, and I'm telling you now, it works, and it's sort of cool. It's making a candle from fruits, so an orange in this instance, right? What you do is you put it into a glass, the orange, so that you have the top bit an even line that you can cut through with a sharp knife or a staple. So you have the orange exactly in a half, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you do to put it in the glass, place it in the glass to do it, because you get an even line. So that's the first thing. So you're left with, then you scoop out the entire orange and you're left with like nearly a stem at the bottom of the orange, right? You leave it to dry, and in the meantime, or no, sorry, you don't have to bother leaving it to dry, and I'll tell you why, because you're about to put olive oil into it. You pour olive oil into the bottom of the orange where the stem is. You light the, there's always a little bit sticking up. You light it and you have this gorgeous citrus candle smell for free from an orange you're about to throw away. It's absolutely deadly. I gave it a try, and I can guarantee you that it's worth doing. Another one I'll get to in a minute, I get a try during the week. That's fantastic. Before that, though, jars on lids, if they're stuck. Some people use duct tape and stuff like that. But really hot water, run over the lid for a minute or two, wipe it down, then open, and that can pretty much guarantee to do it for you. This works as well. I was looking up posts on this about if you forgot to brush your teeth or if you ran out of toothpaste. Genuinely, chewing an apple can help with bad breath. So if in doubt, and if you were in a rush and it's like, oh no, I didn't get a chance to do that, that is something that you can do. Also, we've spoken before about unclogging drains. Well, there was a top 10 ways to do this, and this one: to run hot water down the drain for a minute, sprinkle a cup of baking soda down the drain, then pour a cup of vinegar, flush one time with boiling water, and there you are. And the other thing was to clean toilet bowls, pouring a can of Coke in, letting it sit overnight, and literally the thing comes out absolutely clean. But this was the other one I tried that I thought was brilliant, Rob, right? If you have little bits of, you might have dropped some jewellery in your house, or you'd be worried you did, and you can't find the back of an earring or anything like that, or whatever it is, it might be something else apart from a phone or whatever, get a stocking or a tight and put it over the end of your vacuum cleaner, and then go around wherever you think it might be, and it'll suck everything else up. But if there's a bit of something that you need and didn't want lost to the vacuum cleaner, it'll just suck it up as far as the tight and not go any further.
Excellent.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's going all right. My wife did something brilliant actually with a vacuum cleaner recently, because I'm 6'1 and she's 5 foot feck all, right? So she was doing the cleaning in the house, and there was a cobweb in the corner which she couldn't reach even with the vacuum cleaner at full length. But she got, there was an empty kitchen roll thingy. No, the
on the end.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's
her own hack. That's a Lana hack.
Yeah, it's a Lana hack.
I like it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mentioned one earlier on this morning. I saw this online somewhere. But if you have a baseball bat in your house for, you know, protection or what have you, you could argue that. So what if the burglar takes it off you? If you put a sock over it or a tight, if they go to grab it, all they end up with is the tight of the sock. And they get another whack of the bat. Isn't that brilliant? Now, that'll earn you.
Oh, dear. Oh. One more to finish, if you don't have any fire lighters, right? Chips, like what, as in potato chips, crisps as we call them, but like you know, tortilla chips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They have really high oil content in them, so they're perfect fire starting material.
Careful now, we'll have
for safety. If you don't have fire lighters, you might want to use a couple of those.
There you go.
A little helping hand.
Home Hacks return next Tuesday on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks.